Good morning. This shir is going to be aired on the 34th day of the Omer, and we are learning Klau Hei, and we're looking at Siman Yud. Now, this is the Siman of Shini Mokum, and the truth is he's going to talk about this much more at length in Klau Nun Tes. And if you remember, in Siman Zion, he said that Shini Mokum will be explained in Klau Nun Tes, but he does touch on some points over here, so we're going to speak about it briefly and leave the main conversation about that later on. So the issue is that a person makes a bracha and then moves to another place. Does the bracha that he made originally still stay in effect for the new place or not? So the Chayonim says, Birach Barzav Yizub Mahalach Lezav Yizacheres. A person started in one corner of the room and then moved to another corner of the room. And this halacha we'll see later on is even if you cannot see from one end of the room to the other, there's a bend in the room, or there's something blocking which prevents you from seeing to one end to the other. So even if you cannot see, it's in the same room. A person made a bracha in one room with the intent to move to another room. It's all within one confinements, so that could be within the same roof, or if you would have, we'll discuss later on, the person makes a bracha in a gina and moves from one section of the gina to another section of the gina, but then there's a wall around it. But for now, let's stick to talking to a house. So it's two rooms in the house. So there's no need to make a new bracha. A person made a bracha in one house and moved to another house. I feel how you die to Allah b'shas bracha, even if he intended to do that when he made the bracha. Now we will differentiate later on when it comes to eating, what types of foods, and if you made a kviyas in the first place already, which means you ate a kazayas in the first place. But in a case where you did not eat a kazayas in the first place, or you did not eat at all, a person made the bracha and then moved, or some foods, even if you did eat a kazayas in the first place, so the halacha is, if you all you died to Allah b'shas bracha, even though you intended to do so, or v'chein birach v'chein dezev, all you died to b'halach l'cheder acher, he moved from one room to another, not having planned that beforehand. Feel me bias the fear hoys, even from the main body of the house into the front entrance, the front hallway. Tzarech l'achzer ulevorech, a person needs to make a new bracha. Now, the Mishabura later on in Siman Kufay and Ches will argue on this and say that from one room to the next, but yeah, but you do not need a new bracha. Even if Chayyim agrees, if you have intent, you're allowed to, you do not need a new bracha. He's talking about a case where a person went from one room to the other without intent. There are many persons who would say nowadays it's common for people to move from one room to the other, and therefore, if a person makes a bracha on a drink in one room and then moves to the next, so drinking, normally, when you change, Malkum needs a new bracha. But within a house, that's considered normal to go from one room to the next. So it would be preferred the Chachil to have in mind. But if you do not have in mind, you'd be allowed to move. Mishabura holds that you should not move, but if you did move, you would not need a new bracha. Chayolim holds you should not move, and if you did move, you do need a new bracha, since you did not intend when you started. Now, Malkum Shetzarek Lechol Sham, or Lishkut Sham, person is eating in a room, but the room is not clean, or a person is shechting somewhere and the place is not clean. It's not clean to allow you to be making a bracha. It might be in the shlach toys, it might be animal parts, and it's decomposing, or different soy of the animal, etc. So over there, because you have a good reason to go from one room to the next, so it's mutal chachila. But this only works from one room to another room in the house. It does not work from one house to another house. Not l'chachila. It's talking about a case where a person makes a bracha and then before doing the mitzvah moves to another room. A person makes a bracha and before eating moves to another room. So a person makes a bracha, and after eating, but it's something which does not make a kviyas in its place. It's not bread, it's not mezonos, or maybe shivas aminim. So in these scenarios, even after you've eaten somewhere, you want to move to the new place. So there would be an issue of a new bracha. From bias to bias, you definitely need a new bracha. From cheder to cheder, it's usher to move. And Mishabura holds, but you do not make a new bracha. If you had intent l'chadchila, so you may move from one room to another room, especially if there's a valid reason to do so. And there's an argument nowadays that since it's so common to move from one place to another place, so the fact that you move would be mutar l'chadchila, it's not considered a hafsek that you would need a new bracha. Have a good morning.